Welcome to the Impactful Engineer Project. I'm Steve Maxey, and with my co-host and brother Jake, we are here to bring you guidance, fresh ideas, and the tools to help you become an impactful engineer.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Impactful Engineer Podcast. Here we have authentic conversations around engineering and personal development to allow for freedom of thought and expression. This creates an environment for growth. We believe that being open about what we've learned will benefit others in their journey. Ultimately, we want people to have fulfilled careers and be inspired to become the best versions of themselves. We're talking about... What are you laughing about? What are you?
Nothing.
Mr. Funny Man here today. Mr. Funny Man Steven.
Yep.
All yeah.
Right. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Good for you, buddy. Yeah, drink your water. Take your sips. Think about what you've done. Whew, okay. Yeah. Hey, we're talking about mistakes today. Mistakes. Who makes mistakes? All of us. How often do they happen? Frequently. Sounds like something we should be talking about. Cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So you're going to get our take on mistakes today. It's, you know, there's so many ways to reframe stuff and think about things to make them benefit you. That's such a big part of life, right? Because you're not in control of all the things that happen for you. So you take them as they come and you make them work for you. That's kind of my big approach to mistakes. Also that I don't give a crap about what everybody else thinks about it. That's a big one. it's my journey, not yours, and you can shove off. Okay. Mistakes, how they affect you. So how it's affected me in the past is it brings up a pretty serious feeling of dread. Well, it used to, right? Well, I guess it probably still does. I just know how to work with that now. But I've seen it in other people that I've worked with too, especially the younger engineers working their way up. As soon as they've realized they've made a mistake or whatever they call that happening to them, missed something or, oh, I should have thought about this a long time ago or holy crap, I didn't see that coming or, you know, whatever it was. It just brings up these feelings of like dread, like, oh my God, I gotta fix this right away, or God, that's such a big mistake. I don't want anybody to know about it. You know, whatever it is, kind of just this overall feeling of dread. I've had that before. It can also bring up feelings of inadequacy, like, I don't know how to do my job and I suck, or, you know, whatever. Jimmy next door does it so much better, or, you know, whatever. She's years ahead of me. She doesn't, you know, they don't make that mistake, like whatever it is. I've felt that as well. So those are like the two main things that when I hear mistakes, it's like, oh yeah, that's how I used to think about it.
Yeah. I've been, thinking about mistakes just like on what you say, right? You'll be talking to someone and you'll say something that you feel is completely stupid, or like you'll instantly regret, and you'll just have that feeling like, oh crap, I shouldn't have said that. More often than not though, people won't even notice. So don't worry about it, right? So just keep going. If it is something that is obviously noticeable and you can see it in their facial expressions, like, whoa, you know, be like, oh, you know what? I didn't mean to say that.
And that just came out kind of wrong.
Yeah, that came out wrong. So
you know what's awesome, Steve? Is that awesome? When we say stupid shit on this podcast, people get to just loop it over and over and over again.
And listen,
it's never going to disappear, ever.
That's okay.
Posted all over the place. Look at these idiots.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's awesome. Love it. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that one, but I definitely feel that way. I think probably everybody does. Crap. Yeah. I just said something really dumb.
I say it daily.
I usually pivot, you know, if like you're saying, if I see it in their face, like, holy shit, like I usually will backpedal and go, you know what? That was dumb. Let me rephrase that. Let me say that again. Something like that.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, mistakes. You've kind of heard my take on how I feel about it, and then when Steve's initial reaction sometimes, one of many. But what I want to do is share that, so in case it resonates with somebody, that maybe I can provide you with a framework to just make it work for you better than it does now. That's all we can try to do. So yeah, the dread won't go away. So the first thing that came up for me was like, it's kind of this feeling of dread. So it doesn't really go away. It's just that you just learn how to like, oh yeah, hey dread, how you doing? You know, you're back again. That means we've made another mistake. But this time I get to just do whatever I want with you because you're just a thought, right? You don't have to rule what I'm going to do next. You don't have to make me shut down. You don't have to say a mistake was realized early in the day and then you're stuck on it and you want to hide and then it ruins the rest of your day. It's like, yeah, I can make a choice for it not to do that, right? So I choose not to let it affect me like that anymore. But here are some of the things that I use to help me with that. So attack the problem head on, right? So if you've seen this mistake as a problem that's going to impact others or make you look stupid, what you can do is attack it right away. Oh, I've made the mistake. Okay, great. What do I need to do to fix it? Just realizing that people make mistakes all the time, right? So then you attack it head on. Hey, how do we solve this problem? What were the steps I would take? Instead of like kind of wallowing or waiting or trying to hide. And to help you do that, you find the person that can help you. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm surrounded by people. Let's say the mistake's happening at work, right? Great example. So now I'm surrounded by people and experts and 30-year veterans that have done all this stuff and made all the same mistakes you've made, quote unquote mistakes, and know exactly how to fix them, right? So you just find the person that you know is going to help you and tell them right away, hey, when you get a shot, I think I've made a mistake here that needs to be remedied quickly. So if you can help me out, that'd be cool. Here's some context. Can't wait to chat with you. Attacking the problem also includes figuring out the information you need to resolve the quote unquote mistake. So if you make a mistake or realize a hole in what you're doing or trying to accomplish, and then you go, all right, let's fix this. Oh crap, I need information from somebody. I can't fix it myself in a timely manner. I'm going to have to let other people know that I've made this mistake and then ask for stuff. Just go ask. Figure out the information you need. Ask for it right away. Don't even say that you think you've made a mistake. Don't even say that you should have asked this a long time ago. Don't even feel that way. Just say, hey, please send me this information. If it turns into something and someone says you should have done this a long time ago, well, that's good for them. You're getting it done. All right. talk to someone with tons of experience about it right away. So if it's a specific thing that you know someone else has a lot of experience specifically in that area, talk to them right away. And then once it's all wrapped up and done and you've got it concluded, then document it is what I would do. Because I'm big on not repeating mistakes. So there's mistakes that you can make that are pointed mistakes per the thing you're working on. And then there's mistakes that you can make that are more general that you can identify different scenarios in which you're making the mistakes, right? So during this certain design phase, these are the common mistakes made. When in a meeting talking to people of this standing about these topics, these are the things that you can say to step on your own foot and get in your own way. And you know what I mean? You can identify different scenarios in which those mistakes are common. And then you can put a checklist or something to get yourself, as you move into that phase, get your mind thinking about those mistakes, and then you're going to see them faster and then you get them out of your way. So I would say conclude it and then document your conclusion and maybe how you can help yourself avoid it in the future. Because you'll just make the same mistake if you don't put any thought into it. You'll increase your chances of not making that same mistake. So that's how I handle the mistake. Steve, you got anything that you want to add to that before I get into what not to do?
I don't have anything to add to that specifically because I think you're hitting it right on the head. But I do, you know, to transition into what not to do, I want to first start off with what to do, right? And that is to take ownership of a mistake. And then that goes right into what not to do is not to blame someone else for the mistake, right? Because you, it's your mistake, you got to own it. And if you're a leader of a team, and one of your team members is the one who makes a mistake, more often than not, you need to take that ownership of the mistake as the leader of the team too. It's not just on an individual basis. You know, you should always ask yourself first, you know, am I the one who told them to do this action to make the mistake? Is there something, a tool that I could have provided to prevent this mistake to happen? But beyond that, lost my train of thought, actually.
It doesn't matter. Cut it out or I yep, won't. Exactly. Keep going.
Sure. Why not?
But no, that's great. Like just the fact that you're talking about, hey, take ownership of it. Because I never really said that directly. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing. You're just taking ownership, right?
Yeah. Hey, everyone. If this discussion brings up additional questions to the forefront of your mind, I encourage you to head over to impactfulengineer.com and sign up for a newsletter with your question. We may answer your inquiry directly on the podcast or even ask our guests to get their insight. If you're just enjoying the episode and want to make sure you never miss additional impactful content, you can still sign up for the newsletter without a question. And as always, you can reach out and follow us on LinkedIn under The Impactful Engineer.
So quickly, what not to do. So I find it's really helpful to talk about the opposites of what we say to reinforce the right thing to do, right? So what not to do, hide. Cover it with a blanket. Delete the file. I don't know, whatever. Delete the email. Whatever you're going to do to hide it, just don't do that, all right?
Yeah, ignore it.
Ignore it. In the end, that's not going to help you. Try to fix it in the background is another thing not to do. In a vacuum, just trying to fix it yourself. Like, bring other people in. And you know what's going to happen? Oh, one more. Never talk about it. Yeah. That would be another way not to handle this. But I want to step back a little bit too and just say mistakes are okay. Try not to make the same ones multiple times from the same scenario. So you're building that scenario awareness of mistakes. The feelings don't go away, but you can process them to your advantage. So that's what I'm trying to get you guys to realize or consider when you're for future mistakes and how to frame these. And we're not, what I don't want to do is downplay major mistakes. There's different levels of mistakes, right? You're going to make a big mistake and then you're going to pay for that one and then you're going to move on. You're going to take the same steps to make it work and be fixed, but there's different levels of mistakes. I get it. Because I can hear even myself thinking, hey, there's different scenarios in which these mistakes, you're taking it real, like a real cool attitude with it right now. But I'm telling you, some mistakes are big and they make you feel like shit. Yes, they will. And you'll have to let those pass. Then they will pass. Mistakes in the past have passed on. The future ones will too. And the one you're going through right now will too. But the structure stays the same. Don't hide it. Attack it. Okay. Don't try to fix it in the background. Find the person that's going to help you. All right. But where I was going with that is like, make sure you're taking a framework around mistakes, and the person that's going to think the mistake you made is a huge deal is going to be you, of course. And guess who's not going to think it's a huge, big deal like you're making it? The other people that are going to help you solve the mistake. Okay. And you can't control other people's reactions to what they think you have done as a mistake. Everyone's going to have their own framework around it. And especially if they're on the other side of the table from you, they're going to look at you and give you their two cents about this mistake that's happened, right? And it could be bad. It could be really bad. But they don't have the same framework that you do. You're ready to fix it. You're ready to own it. And you're ready to make it the best possible outcome that you can. And and then one more thing that I'll leave you with is to try to just stop labeling like engineering specific. Stop labeling changes in design direction, newly discovered information, analysis that leads to different results than you expected, blah, 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 blah. Don't let that stuff be labeled as mistakes. That's called good due diligence in design. That's called taking a right when we thought we were going to go left. That's called making a U-turn when we thought we were going in the right direction. Okay. That's your job, is to discover new things and then take the best direction based on what you've discovered. Those aren't mistakes. Those are discoveries. All right. So that's the last thing I'll leave with you. Stop reduce what the breadth of what you're calling mistakes and start calling them design, due diligence, and discovery. Okay. And then course correction. So, yeah, that's how I think about mistakes and what to do with them. Yeah. What do you think, Steve?
I want to touch on fear and big mistakes. So usually when people make massive mistakes, you know, it's going to cost the organization $1 million, right? Let's just nice round number. You're going to be fearful for your job, right? You're going to be like, I just cost this company $1 million. They're going to fire me. And so you might be thinking, how do I, you know, project it somewhere else? I might hide it, et cetera, et cetera. But what you need to realize is that your employer knows that you're never going to make that mistake again, because you just learned a gigantic lesson in that mistake that you made. So they would be idiots to fire you and bring someone in who did not learn that lesson and can now potentially make the same mistake and cost them another $1 million. So now you have massive value because you're like, yes, I made a big mistake. I own it. Here's how it will never happen again. And you make sure everyone is aware that this is a massive lesson learned and you're going to take additional steps to prevent it. And now the company doesn't have to worry about you ever making that mistake again. So I think there's a lot of value in making some mistakes there. And so you need to quash that fear, right? Squash it, because if they fire you for a massive mistake like that, that's on them. That's not on you. So don't be fearful of owning a massive mistake.
Better to go out with ownership and understanding than fear and trying to cover it up.
Yes.
Right. May not feel good right then, but better to go out that way.
Yep.
That's like a worst case scenario.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's the extreme, but I mean, it's something to consider, right? Cause a lot of people think just small mistakes will cause repercussions. Yep.
Yeah, it's right. It's a good framework and mindset to bring down to the mistakes that you will make, because you're not going to make $1 million mistakes every day, but you will make more frequent, smaller mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I also want to pivot into how mistakes can be helpful, how you can intentionally make mistakes to improve a project and move it in the right direction. So most engineers are familiar with the Pareto principle, right? Or the 80-20 rule. That's, you know, 20% of your effort will get you 80% of the way there and vice versa, right? That last 20% of a project will take 80% of the time you invest into it. And so how you could do that from like a design development process is you put in that 20% of effort, get 80% of the way there on a project, prototype it, you know, get it tooled up, and get a tangible thing in your hands to review and find those mistakes in the design so you can flush it out. And then you have an iterative design process, right? And you can find those mistakes faster than 100,000 hours of analysis by 10 different engineers by just making the stupid thing, prototyping it, get your hands on it, be like, oh, that was dumb. And now we can change it real quick. And the second iteration is going to be, you know, that additional 80% of that 20% left. And so you're approaching perfection a lot faster than just doing all this analysis up front. And so it's an iterative process and you're making mistakes on purpose to drive a project much faster than you would ever do it by just analysis.
I love that you brought that up, because I was just with an additive manufacturing engineering technician yesterday. And we're running through the process from start to finish of what he does with spraying metal powders to build a part.
Yeah.
Right. And what he was doing was creating a few parts to then test the tensile strength of that part. And also test how the part came out, how much waste material there was, what the shape was, how much powder he used to get what they needed to run the test, right? And so he could run all this analysis based on historical data and spend hours and hours. And you know what he told me he does? He's like, I start at a baseline. If it comes out like shit, then I change one parameter and I do it again. And then if it overshoots the correction, then I go halfway. And then it usually comes out right. So he does three iterative processes. And then boom, he's got the part that he needs. And it was, I think, just the speed at which the particle was being sprayed or something like that. He would just change it. So with his first part came out with some rounded edges. He needed sharp edges. It came out with some extra material on top. He had to shave it off. And then he's like, okay, so the next time I'm going to change this. But he purposely just went into it, did it, right? And the material he used and the time it took was acceptable instead of sitting there just for hours and hours and hours. So I think that's what you're talking about. It's like,
precisely.
You literally just like, I just envision a team of engineers, right? Over at a table with a computer with a massive amount of computing power and they're running all these simulations. And then the engineering tech is like looking over at them, looking at the printer and going, guys, the time it took you to boot the computer up, I just printed three parts. I know which one I need now. And so we're going to do that for forever now. So yeah, I like that. It's cool.
Yeah, it's super simple. And that's how we approach it at my current company is let's just execute, move the project, find out where we slipped a little bit. And with our overall timelines will be a lot shorter than if we just sat there and did analysis until we're blue in the face. So
yeah,
making mistakes on purpose is actually an effective way to run a project. So that's what I want to leave it with.
Nice. Awesome. I think we left people with enough to do something good with. And we recommend that you do take the time to think about it. See where you can apply this stuff with whatever engineering role you have and see if it works out for you. To recap our conversation, I would say high level, it's just, hey, mistakes are always going to happen and at varying different levels of intensity and consequence, I guess. But the mindset kind of stays the same. The mistake was made. So you can't change that fact, right? But you can absolutely manage the way that you deal with it and the actions that you take afterwards, right? By attacking the problem head on and not hiding from it. And then you can take what Steve was saying and run mistakes first and be okay with them and expect them to come because you've decided that those mistakes are worth making. And you talked about schedule. Like, hey, we got ahead because we printed the three parts and then just looked at them instead of sitting here and analyzing forever. And now we're way ahead. And if those two actions were taken separately and they weren't talking to each other, those engineers would still be analyzing that part. And the other guy's like, I got 10 of them done already. Order fulfilled.
Yep. Project kicked off.
So that's great. So that's what we'll leave you guys with today. We want to do a shorter episode today. We want it to be impactful. I think the mistakes is a good topic. We'll touch on it again, most likely. But bring this with you to yourselves and the people you work with and see what they have to say about it and see how it helps you.
And don't dwell on them.
That's right. Don't dwell on it. Later.
Hey guys, I hope you had a great time listening. Maybe you learned something new. Maybe you got inspired or at least took one thing away that you'd be able to use. Maybe you just had a good laugh. Impactful Engineering's hope and mission is that through this podcast, we can play a small part in expanding the reach and awareness of engineering and all of its many areas of application. The multiple engineering career paths available can be hugely rewarding as part of a fulfilled life, creating opportunity to impact nearly everyone in the modern world. An engineer's work helps to foster creation of new technologies, create safe and comfortable environments in which people can work, and lends to the sustainable future of everyone on the planet. The world needs more impactful engineers. Our vision is to provide engineers with the perspective and the tools to allow themselves the opportunity to become the most impactful engineers they can be. Included in our vision is to grow the impactful engineering community to a point where we can provide full-ride scholarships to students in every single U.S. state every single year. This is an enormous goal, and with your help, we can get there. To start, we will continue to execute this mission in the way that we know how, having conversations, telling stories, and talking about what we find interesting and are passionate about. If the episode made you think, made you object, made you think you could possibly be doing something more with your day, or brought about an idea that you could spend more time on developing further, please share the show or recommend it to your friends. Even if you didn't personally think it was a huge help, there may be someone that you know that could benefit from it, and that's all we can ask for. Until next time on the Impactful Engineer Podcast.